What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Victoria, and I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of Real Talk with Miss V. This is where we're going to talk about faith, life, love, and everything in between. So wherever you're at right now, get comfortable and let's talk. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Real Talk with Miss V. I am so glad to be back with you guys. I took a week off. I know y'all were probably thinking, where's she at? Where's my girl? Where's Mrs. V? But I just, last week I said, you know what? I'm gonna take Monday off. And Andrew had asked me, like, are you doing an episode today or what's happening? And I said, you know what? I don't owe nobody nothing. No, seriously, I did actually say that, but I wasn't serious when I said that. Basically, what I want to do, at least until the end of June, because July and August, I'm going to take a break, but I want to just be able to give you good, wholesome, authentic content. I don't want it to just be another podcast. I don't want it to just be another word. I want it to be authentic, if that makes sense. So I don't want to sound repetitive. I don't want to do the same message twice. I want to keep it real and I want to keep it fresh. And I just thought, you know what? If I don't have a word, if I really didn't feel God place something on my heart, I don't want to just ramble on, right? Does that make sense? So anyway, I'm not going to apologize for taking last week off, but I will say you may or may not have a new episode on Mondays. I'm going to try to keep it consistent, but I realized that I had, I guess, produced or sent out like 22 episodes back to back. And I think we missed maybe one, no, more than 22 at this point, but I think we missed one or two in there, took a week or two off in like since January. So yeah, your girl sometimes needs a little bit of a break, a little rest. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for still staying along for the journey. Thank you for still being a part of Real Talk with Miss V. You know, when this started back in January of 2022, I honestly did not know where it was going to go. I didn't know how long I was going to be able to keep going with this. I really didn't know if I wanted to be honest. It was kind of like okay, I feel the nudge. I should start a podcast, but what am I going to talk about? Who wants to hear me talk? Is this even going to go anywhere? And so I have seen God move through it in so many ways. And even in myself, like I share the word, but then as I'm speaking, I'm also ministering to myself. In a strange way. I'm not sure how it works, but it works. And I'm thankful and grateful. So yeah, I thought, you know what? I'll wait. I'll give it a week. And Andrew and I had done two back-to-back episodes telling our story and then telling our grief story. And so yeah, that was a lot. It was a heavy, the last episode was heavy. And so I felt that it was just important to take a quick breather and then jump back in with your girl, Miss V. Okay. So, yeah, jumping right in because I don't want to take too much of your time today. It is Monday, May 1st. It's a brand new month, y'all. It's a brand new season. No, really, it is a brand new season because it's finally starting to look like spring around here, around these parts in Stittsville. Finally, there's no snow on the ground. I can't say for sure that there won't be snow tomorrow, because I live in Ottawa. But anyway, today I'm rejoicing in the sunshine and the fact that I see grass all around me. Praise God. But it is the beginning of a brand new month. And with that comes almost like a fresh page, you know, when people do like diets, they're like, I'm going to do the next 30 days. So today, May 1st, that would be a good day to start. And I'm not saying you have to do some crazy crash diet, but today would be a good day to incorporate a new habit. Maybe you're going to drink more water. maybe you're going to have less sugary drinks or snacks and incorporate natural sugar like fruit. Or maybe you're going to decrease the amount of carbs. Anybody else love carbs? Your girl loves carbs. I could eat carbs for every meal, I promise you. I don't, and I've had to recently cut back after, you know, the doctor gave me some news. I've had to cut back on the, you know, the white breads and the starch and all that other stuff. So, yeah, but today is kind of like that fresh, you know, a fresh page, a new month. Whatever happened in April, forget about it. Okay. It's underneath the blood. It is in the past. We're not going to bring up the mistakes we made. We're not going to bring up the things we did wrong or the things we wanted to accomplish and we didn't. Today is a new day. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will, come on somebody, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Now with that, that was a good segue. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today, for just a few moments, I want to talk about gratitude, specifically an attitude of gratitude. Now, when I say attitude, some of y'all got the attitude part right. Okay, I'm sorry. Some of y'all know how to have an attitude. But what I'm talking about today is an attitude of gratitude. And so we have to understand what gratitude means so that we can adopt an attitude of gratitude within ourselves so that we can be just overall better people. You know what I'm saying? When I'm operating in that gratefulness and that attitude of gratitude, I feel like I'm just overall a better person. I'm more enjoyable to be around, as opposed to moments where I'm maybe frustrated or I'm complaining about something. I really don't like to complain. And sometimes I fall into that trap. I'm human, you know, I do fall into that trap sometimes, but I want to be Victoria. I want to be a better person. And to do that, I do need to adopt an attitude of gratitude. And I'll be honest, when things are not going great for me, I can tend to look at what's wrong as opposed to remaining grateful, right? I could not have one thing over here, but I have 50 things over here, and I'll focus on the one thing that I don't have, and it'll consume me and it'll stress me out and yada, yada, yada. But anyway, I'm not always like that, but sometimes I am. Sometimes I fall into that. So today I want to help us all, myself included, my family, and you, my extended family, my friends, my people. I want to help us today to understand what gratitude is and what it can do for us and for you as individuals. Okay? So take this journey with me into gratitude. The definition of gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Wow. Gratitude is one of many positive emotions. It's about focusing on what's good in our lives and being thankful for the things that we have. Gratitude is, it's pausing to notice and appreciate the things that we often take for granted, like having a place to live, having food in the fridge, clean water, friends, family, and access, just access to the littlest things, healthcare, access to this computer that I'm recording on right now. We have to remember to be grateful for those things and not take them for granted, especially people. We cannot fall into that trap of taking people for granted because we don't know how long God is trusting us to love them and to have them with us. So cherish, please cherish the people that God has given you and trusted you with. He's trusted me with Andrew as my husband and me as his wife. He has trusted me to be the mother of Jalen. He's trusted me as a worship leader in my church community. He's trusted me as a friend to the people that he's placed in my life, I don't want to take them or that responsibility for granted. And the fact that I have them for granted. So gratitude is going to help us to get out of that mindset of, you know, well, this is what I don't have, and this is what I still need, and this is, you know, I could give you a list right now of things that I feel like I need, or things that I want, or things that I'm trying to accomplish. You know, we're in the process of trying to move. We have a beautiful home. And that's the thing I have to keep remembering, is that where we are right now, God gave us, right? God gave us this place when I was a single mom and it was just Jalen and I, and we were moving from Windsor to Ottawa. God opened the door for us to move into this beautiful, beautiful home. And I'm telling you, I will always love this little home on Beverly Street. It has a special place in my heart. I've cried many tears in this home. I've had some amazing times of worship in this home. I have cooked many meals, many, many meals. Wow, I have cooked so many meals in this home and have been able to provide a meal for friends and hosted people here. And I've even had my pastor and his wife here not too long ago. And I felt so grateful. That gratitude, right? I have felt so grateful to be able to do that for them and with them. And so while we're in this process of trying to find a new home, because, you know, there were two, there was room for two, and now we're three and hopefully expanding to four max. And so in Jesus' name. And so we just need the space. We're in a 2-bedroom. It's a bungalow. We're in the upper. Other people live in the downstairs part. We've just outgrown the space, I think, physically and also mentally, maybe even emotionally, maybe even spiritually. I don't know. I can't say for sure, but I know it's time to move. Anyway, all that to say, looking at all these places, we have seen so many houses, okay? We have seen so many houses in the past month or so. And you can get in some of these and feel like, oh, I wish I had, you know, bigger windows in the kitchen, or I wish I had, you know, this is so nice. Like, oh, compared to our little, you know, and I've even caught myself saying like, oh, we're in a little 2-bedroom bungalow. And then I get home and I'm like, Toria, like, this home has provided shelter. This home has offered peace and stability. This home has kept you safe during literal and emotional storms. Like, trees have fallen on this house and we are fine. We are safe. Praise God. So when it comes to being grateful, when it comes to gratitude, you have to remember to be grateful for what you do have before you can even receive something else. And I look around right now, I'm looking around this home, and it's beautiful. And above that, it's peaceful. And I'll tell you, I spend probably 90% of my time at home. I used to be back in my day, boy. Back in my day, I was a busybody, okay? I love to be busy. I literally could not stay home to save my life. I would just be so bored at home. Now, the majority of my time is spent at home. And a lot of it is by myself. And I'm okay with that. I don't know if it's just a season of life that I'm in. I used to always want to be hanging with somebody and busy all the time. And I have to have, and I'm not saying we don't need community and friendship, because we were never meant to be isolated by ourselves. Hear my heart. We love fellowship. We are with our friends at least once a week. We either go there or they come here. We're at church Wednesday nights with our church family. We're at church on Sunday morning, and if there's a church clean on a Saturday, we're there doing that, because we believe in the importance of a spiritual community and just even being with other people. But I am in a season right now, and part of that was while I was going through loss and dealing with grief and my emotions, I didn't really have it in me, I guess, to be around people. I couldn't, like, if you know me, you know that I don't like fake. I don't do fake. So for me to be around people and pretend that I wasn't sad and pretend that I wasn't, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And I know people say, just be yourself. If you're sad, it's okay. It's okay to hurt. It's okay to be this. I just couldn't do it. I didn't like being around people when I wasn't myself. And so I didn't feel myself for a while. And so I kind of withdrew from friends and people and outings and things like that. But anyway, I feel like I'm kind of on the other side of that now, but even still, you have to have a balance. And so I don't know how I just ended up on this, because that's not even part of my topic, but find that balance of, you know, I can be with people and I can also be by myself. It's a beautiful thing. But anyway, I digress. Let me get back to the topic at hand. I'm not even sure how I got there. But anyway, gratefulness. I'm grateful for this home, and I will continue to be grateful when we're in our next home, because we're trusting God that He is the one ordering our steps and bringing us to that next place. And so, yeah, all that to say, gratitude. What does Scripture say about gratitude? Let's look here. Philippians 4 and verse 6 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Don't worry about anything. Don't worry. Be happy." No, it doesn't say that. It says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. And here's the gratitude part. Thank Him for all He has done." I don't do well under stress. I don't do well when I'm worried. And we've had some things that have come in the past little bit, some financial things that caused some stress, and some, you know, different areas have been, we'll say, tested. And it's easy, you know, to just get stressed out and not bring those things to God. But we're supposed to bring those things to God, and we're supposed to pray about everything. And in the meantime, thank Him for what He's already done. Thank Him for the prayers that have already been answered. Amen. Thank Him even in the midst of your trial. In fact, I think the Bible says in everything, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. In everything, give thanks. That's hard to do. It's hard to do. I know. I'm with y'all. It's hard to do when the bills are piling up. It's hard to do when you get that diagnosis from the doctor. It's hard to do when you lose a child. It's hard to do when your marriage is on the rocks and you're about to be divorced, or you're already at that place of divorce. Or it's hard to do when you've experienced church hurt and family hurt, and, you know, a relative is, you know, sick, and so on and so forth. It's hard to give thanks in those circumstances, but it's God's will for you, and it's God's will for me to be thankful, to express gratitude in all of that. Praise God. It's His will. We talk about the will of God. The Bible says it's His will that we be thankful in all circumstances. Really, God? Because I thought your will was for me to like live in some fancy house, like on a hill where there's like water like close by, and like I had unlimited resources and like unlimited like food supply, and like, you know, I was skinty and like, you know, like all those other things. I thought that was your will for me, but that was actually my will for me. But God's will for me, among so many other things. But in His word, His will is for us to be thankful. I think gratitude is important to God. I believe and I know that gratitude is important to God. And when we show that gratitude to Him for who He is, for all He's done, and for all that He will do, I believe it brings joy. I believe it puts a smile on His face. I can only imagine what that looks like to see Jesus smile. You know, one day we will all see Him as He is. But I just imagine that when He hears His child, His son or His daughter showing gratitude, I believe it brings Him joy. That's just my belief, okay? I'm allowed to have my beliefs. Thank you. Praise God. Anyway, I want to share a few, just a few, maybe 2, 3, 7, 10, a couple things, a couple quotes that I found that were really good, actually. I have this gratitude journal that I haven't written in a while. I need to start writing in it again. But I found these quotes in there and I thought, I'm going to share them with you because I think they will, I don't know, help us. So if you want to write it down, grab a pen and paper and let's dig in here. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. You can write that down. You can lock that in your brain. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. Here's what Ralph Marston had to say about gratitude. Make it a habit to tell people thank you. To express your appreciation sincerely and without the expectation of anything in return. Truly appreciate those around you, and you'll soon find many others around you. Truly appreciate life, and you'll find that you have more of it. I love it. Make it a habit to tell people thank you. I try my very best to show gratitude and thankfulness to those that have been so good to me. And I am one of those people, like, I'm a 2 on the, like, Enneagram, whatever. And even if I didn't read all that, I just know myself and I love to hear the words thank you. I love to help others. I love to be that person that someone can call on in a time of need. I love to be that friend that's like, hey, I need you. Can you be here? I love to be that person that's like, yes, of course, I got you. It feeds my soul. It feeds my spirit. I don't know why, but it makes me feel good to be available to others and to be able to help others. But let me keep it real. I also love to hear that thank you. I love to know that the person I have helped is grateful. So when someone's like, you know, Victoria, thank you so much for being there for me on this day, or thank you for listening when I needed a friend, thank you for watching my child, or thank you for dropping off groceries, or whatever it is. I love it. I do. It just feels good. It just feels good to hear someone else be thankful and show gratitude. Every single morning, every morning that Andrew works, I make his lunch. Well, I make it the night before. I pack it in his lunch pail in the morning, get him some breakfast, make him a coffee. And before y'all come for me, I love to do that for him. In fact, I feel blessed that I have the privilege to do that for my husband. Anyway, every morning I do that. I go back in bed and he's like getting ready. And then right before he leaves, he gives me a kiss on my forehead or whatever. And he'll say, thank you for making my lunch. Like, I do it every day. So it's like, it's not like it changes. Like, it's not like one day I'm just like, you know what? You're on your own, sucker. Like, no, every day it's done. Every day that he has to work. So 4 days a week, sometimes 5 days a week, I do this lunch and the breakfast and the coffee in the morning. And he just leans over and he says, thank you for making my lunch, baby. And I just like, I'm like, you know, all the feels, because I'm like, you're welcome. Like, thank you for saying thank you. Thank you for being grateful. And it just, I don't know, it's something so small. Or like when we have dinner and Jalen will say, mommy, thank you for dinner. Thank you for making dinner. And she's like mowing down and you can see her enjoying every bite. And she's like, thank you, mommy, for making dinner. I'm like, my heart is like thump, 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 thump. Like, it just feels so good. So anyway, gratitude, it goes a long way. It goes a long way. Get comfortable with telling people thank you and meaning it. Don't just say it just to say it. Say it and mean it. And don't be afraid to tell people why. Thank you for this. Or I'm thankful for you because. Trust me, I'm telling you, use the words and the syllables and the sounds and everything that God gave you to show thankfulness and to show gratitude. You'll be amazed at how it will change the other person and you. Okay, let me breeze through this because I know y'all have things to do on this Monday, May 1st. Okay, gratitude. It's not happiness that brings us gratitude. It's gratitude that brings us happiness. Ain't that like a simple truth? It's not because we're happy that we're grateful, but when we're grateful, we are happy. It's so simple.
It's too simple. Come on.
Okay, next one. William Arthur Ward said, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. That's good. That is so good. Like, what good is a wrapped present sitting in your home and you'd never give it to that? In fact, I have cards that I never got to give to people at Christmas time because I didn't see them or I didn't mail it out in time. I think I still even have thank you cards from my wedding. Sorry to those that didn't get their thank you card yet. Some of them got lost in the mail and like, I'm not even gonna, whatever, it's done, it's over with. But there's a few that I didn't mail out yet. But what good is that sitting in my drawer, not being sent out to let that person know how much I appreciated their presence, CE, at the wedding, right? What good is gratitude if you don't express it? That's a good one, William. Thank you. Next, Melody B said, gratitude turns what we have into enough. Woo! My God. That is good. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. My goodness. I'm looking around. There's a lot of stuff in this house. I really have need for nothing else. Wow. Thank you, God, for all that we have. It is more than enough. Tony Robbins said, when you are grateful, fear disappears and abundance appears. Whew. Fear disappears and abundance appears. Fear disappears and abundance appears. Hey, come on now. Turn it into a song and be grateful on today. When you are grateful, fear disappears and abundance appears. I feel like that like could really be a rap. I don't know, but like I used to rap back in the day and I'm about to take this lyric and turn it into something good. Okay, anyway, forgive me guys. When you are grateful, fear, I love that. Fear disappears and abundance. Let me just marinate that one in my brain because that was just too good. Zig Ziglar, y'all know who Zig Ziglar is? Zig Ziglar said, gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. Wow. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. That sounded like a lot of words. Basically, what he was trying to say was like, if you express gratitude for what you have, you'll eventually have more. If you don't express gratitude for what you have, guess what? You might even lose what you got. And I'm not saying that to be harsh, but like I've said it before and I'm saying it to myself right now. If all we had left were the things that we were grateful for or we said thanks for or gave thanks for, what would we have? What would we have? I'm telling you, gratitude is so much more than just a word or a title of a song, which is a really great song, by the way. Brandon Lake, go look it up. Gratitude, it's an incredible song and I weep every time. And my friend just sang it the other day and I was just like, oh, my heart. Gratitude, if all we had were the things we gave thanks for, what would we have? And I feel emotional because one of the things I try to be consistently consistent with is thanking God for my family. Thanking God for Jalen and Andrew. Thanking God for the home. And when we pray at night, that's the first thing we do. Thank you, Jesus, for this home that you've given us. Thank you for keeping us safe through the day, away from harm. Thank you for keeping us healthy. Thank you for this, that, and the other. Gratefulness, such a beautiful and healthy human emotion. And I'm sure all of us can think of someone that is just ungrateful, you know? They have everything and yet seem to be ungrateful and always want more and always, you know, they're never satisfied. I feel sorry for those kinds of people. I really do. And sometimes I joke with Jalen, like I'll be like making her lunch or making something for her. And I'm like, here you go, you ungrateful turd.
And I'm sorry, Jalen, if you're listening, I'm sorry that I say that. It's more of a joke because she is the most grateful child and human that I know. So I just like to tease her a little bit sometimes. But there are those people who are literally ungrateful turds. I'm saying it. I don't care. Come at me, you ungrateful turd. Be grateful. Be grateful. Amen? Amen. Alphonse Carr said, some people grumble. I love this one. Some people grumble that roses have thorns. I'm grateful that thorns have roses. Oh my goodness. Alphonse, you was onto something, okay? That is good stuff. That is good stuff. I'm grateful that thorns have roses. Oh, just let it do what it does, okay? Whew. Okay, a few more. This is an author unknown. The secret to having it all is knowing you already do. Wow. I have all that I need. And most of us right now, if we just take inventory of our lives, we are living in answered prayer. Prayers, plural. We are living. We are right smack dab in the middle of answered prayers. Living in abundance, living in the blessings, living in things that we once didn't have. So there's the secret. You want to have it all? You already do. Just recognize that you already do have everything that you need right now. Wow. Thank you, Lord. All right. Let me move along. I know it's already 30 something minutes here. Randy Posh said, showing gratitude is one of the simplest yet most powerful things humans can do for each other. And I guess that kind of piggybacks on what I already said, but showing gratitude to someone else, it helps you, but it also helps them. It can make someone's day, showing gratitude. Like, if I'm at the corner store, the grocery store, did I say corner store? Like, how old am I? If I'm at the, you know, the Circle K or whatever store, Dollarama, because let's be real, that's probably the only store other than the grocery store that I even go to. I like to thank them. Thank you for doing what you do. Especially during the pandemic, I was really like, thank you for coming into work today. Thank you for dealing with how crazy people are acting right now. Thank you. Like, somebody had to do it. Those essential workers, those people that didn't get to be home with their loved ones while things were shut down, they had to keep things running. If you were one of those people, I'm telling you again, thank you. Thank you for giving of yourself so that we could have what we needed. The truck drivers delivering food to and from, thank you. The hospital staff keeping things running, thank you. And so on and so on. There's so many people that just gave. They didn't have a choice. They just gave what they had and what they could do to keep the rest of us, you know, from struggling or from suffering. So thank you. It's the greatest, most powerful thing humans can do for each other. There's always, 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 always something to be thankful for. You can just take a pause right there and just think, wow, I have a lot to be thankful for. So even on your hardest day, even on those days that just feel, difficult, I've had so many difficult days. I'll be honest, since January, I've had some difficult days. And even on those, even on some of the worst days, I've had much to be thankful for. I don't take it for granted. Wow. Michael Bernhard said, nothing new can come into your life unless you are grateful for what you already have. There is so much to be grateful for. Just open your eyes. That very simple fact of opening your eyes every morning, be grateful for that. Not everybody has that opportunity. Some people are born blind. They never get to see what we see. And I believe, I mean, I might be crazy in my thinking, but I believe that those who are born without sight the way we see it, I believe that God allows them to just see completely different things. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe that's just my hopeful, wishful thinking, is that, you know, beyond the natural sight, you know, seeing flowers and seeing, you know, everything around you. I want to believe anyway that those that are born without that kind of sight can see in a completely different way. And the beautiful thing is when they get to glory, when they get to the other side, they will see. Because the Bible says we will see him as he is. We will see Jesus face to face. And so anyway, just open your eyes and you will see that there is lots to be grateful for. The root of joy is gratefulness. I love that. Mother Teresa, God bless her soul, she said, spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come without leaving happier. And I that's like my life goal right there. Wherever I go, wherever I am, I want people to feel happier because they've been with me. I want my presence, my me being around someone to bring them happiness. I know it's not always going to be that way. In fact, I was at the grocery store the other day, and I believe this woman is my angel. I don't know her name. I've never even asked her name. But God placed this woman in my life. She works there at Independent. And I'm convinced she's an angel. I'm completely convinced she is my angel. Like, God has placed her in my life for a reason. Anyway, I'm like, does anybody else even see this woman? Because I feel like I'm talking to an angel. Oh, God bless her. Anyway, I ran into her, and I'll tell you this quickly. She basically came up to me behind me as I was like doing self-checkout, and she like kind of like tickled the back of my head, my neck, and I was like, oh, like who's touching me? Anyway, turned around and it was her, and I was like immediately like relieved, like, thank God it's you and not some crazy person that I gotta knock out. And anyway, she went on to say, like, how are you doing? And we talk every time I'm in the grocery store, no matter what day, no matter what time. If I see her, we have a conversation. So anyway, she says, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing good. And I really genuinely that day I was doing good. And I said, how are you doing? How are things? And she said, oh, I'm great. Like, I'm doing great. And she said, but really, how are you doing? And I just kind of paused and I thought, okay, she's really persistent here. I said, you know what? This year has been difficult. This year has brought some challenges and it's brought some pain. But I really, truly feel like I'm on the other side of that now. And she said, good. I'm glad because I noticed you had lost that natural glow that you bring everywhere you go. I didn't see that for a while, and I'm glad to see it back now. And I could have just cried in her arms like a baby, but there was tons of people around, and Andrew and Jalen were waiting in the car for me. So I just kind of like choked back the tears and said, you know, thank you. I'm glad too. So it doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It just means that you're just choosing to leave a little bit of, you know, sunshine, a little bit of joy wherever you go, wherever you are, that people are happier because of you, because of your presence. Spread it like butter on toast. Gratitude. Praise God. What's my last one? Here's my last one. By Sam Lefkowitz. I can't pronounce that last name. Sam, you know who you are. This is what he said. When asked if my cup is half full or half empty, my only response is that I'm thankful I have a cup. Oh, wow. It's not half empty. It's not half full. I'm just thankful that I have a cup. Wow. Wow. Sam, look what you did. Whew.
Jesus help me. That is it. That sums it up right there. It's not that it's half empty or half full. It's that I have it, whatever that it might be. And I have it because I serve a God who is faithful, who has been so good, so, so good. As my dear friend Eleni wrote, so, so good to me. Wow. So let's walk in gratefulness. Let's develop that attitude of gratitude and spread it wherever we go. Change your world with gratitude. Change your thinking with gratitude. Change the atmosphere in your home with gratitude. I believe that's the only way we've gotten through these past few months is by remaining grateful. Yes, we lost a child, but thank God we were even able to conceive. It's perspective. It's perspective. You have to be grateful. In all things, give thanks, for this is God's will concerning you and concerning me. In Jesus' name. God bless you today. I love you. I'm praying for you. Pray for me. And let's just continue to walk in gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to Real Talk with Miss V. Let's stay connected. Follow, subscribe, share, tell your mama, tell your daddy. Tune in every week for another word with Miss V. I hope you have a blessed day.